Hello and welcome to magazine.t4l. Today we have a special edition, the School Library Special Edition, a guide to getting started for teacher librarians. And our cover image is of a teacher librarian with her students utilizing some awesome tech and some fun along the way. And this is a New South Wales government publication. On to page number 2, where we have our welcome. Welcome to this School Library Special Edition of magazine.t4l. This resource is here to assist you with essential information, including some fantastic resources for Oliver Library users. Make sure you explore the video resources that you can find on pages 4 to 7. Inside, you'll meet some fantastic librarians to inspire you, as well as handy links to further support you in the library. This magazine has been created to support, guide, and inspire our public school teacher librarians, principals, and school administrative staff, and to create wonderful spaces and places for our readers. Below our welcome message is a smiling image of Bronwyn Hardy Grant, and she is from Kingswood South Public School. As a child, it was in the school library that home and school met. The familiar stories brought a sense of comfort, but I also discovered new stories for myself. School libraries are hubs of acceptance, belonging, and inclusion, a place where differences are celebrated, and every student finds their place and their voice. For me, being a teacher librarian is not just about the books, it's about fostering a sense of belonging and opening doors through knowledge and storytelling to create a more inclusive and empathetic future. Thanks for those beautiful words, Bronwyn. And below this is our acknowledgement of country. We recognise the ongoing custodians of the land and waterways where we work and live. We pay respect to elders past and present as ongoing teachers of knowledge, songlines, and stories. We strive to ensure every Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander learner in New South Wales achieves their potential through education. And this is accompanied with an amazing artwork, and that is created by A. Farden. And at the bottom of page number 2, we have our editorial director of Linda Lazenby, our editor, Yvette Pashoglian, and our designer, Arne Ha. And just a little note, a thanks to teacher librarian Louise Mashaya at Balcombe Hills North Public School, who appears on our cover. And that takes us on to page number 3, titled Working in Your School Library. School libraries are essential resources that thrive when they are supported by collaborations within the school and community through teacher librarian professional support networks and programs across the department. Teacher librarians are trained teachers who have also undertaken an approved course of study in teacher librarianship. Teacher librarians build effective library and information management services in schools by working collaboratively with teachers to help students access and utilize information. The New South Wales Department of Education offers a Teach and Learn scholarship to support teachers wishing to upskill as a teacher librarian. The School Administrative Manager, or SAM, works in consultation with the principal and teacher librarian to support the management of library budgets. The SAM supervises the School Administrative Officer, or SAO, library and their training, which should include the use of Oliver, the School Library Management System. The School Administrative Officer supports use of Oliver for accessioning and circulation and carries out other duties depending on the organisational needs of their school library. Below this, we have some wonderful graphics of students in the library and our teacher librarian hard at work. And we have a smiling image of 3 different school staff. First is Sarah Davies, who's a School Administrative Officer for library at Summer Hill Public School. In the library, I do shelving and accessioning, repairs and work on the circulation desk. I work with the librarian to help with new projects and displays. We also have Frances Ross, who's a School Administrative Officer in the library for Summer Hill Public School. I enjoy working as part of a supportive school library team, helping students and staff with access to information and maintaining our connections and resources. And lastly, we have Carol Hadju Campbell, and she's a school administrative manager at Summerhill Public School. Recognizing the importance of using the school's administrative funding allocation to support the library is vital to its functionality and upskills the SAO. Moving on to page number 4, where we have it titled Oliver. Oliver Resources for Librarians. The Oliver School Library Management System, or Oliver, is the universal management system used by library staff in all New South Wales Department of Education public schools. Oliver Library functions enable curation of physical and virtual collections for teacher and student use. And we have Oliver Resources for Students. The Oliver database is used by all students in New South Wales public schools. Standards are maintained by the school's Catalogue Information Service, known as SCIS to the insiders. And this team is used to streamline accurate student search results. Students sign on to Oliver using the single sign-on process, which promotes safe online research skills. As students progress to more sophisticated searches through a larger variety of resources, such as encyclopedias and other paid subscription services, they will continue accessing these in a safe environment. The LearnPath subscription option in Oliver supports safe usage for students with external research materials and uses a tailored collection of resources to support specific teaching programs and assessment tasks across the school. The bottom half of page 4 includes a very happy image, and this is students of Balcombe Hills Public School smiling on a world map, utilizing lots of different literacy in their library. And that takes us to page number 5, where we're still on Oliver, but here we have a Oliver Library overview, where we have lots of video resources. And these videos provide an overview of the Oliver Library catalogue, both for the school library user and the library user. First is the Oliver Library Guided Tour. So this video goes for 6 minutes and 55 seconds, and this gets started with Oliver from a student and staff borrower perspective, and it includes various screens and functions. Next is the Orbit Guided Tour for students. Explore the Student Orbit interface. Covers various screens and functions for borrowers, including searching, pick and click, using My Library, and personalized settings. This video goes for 5 minutes and 48 seconds. And we have Management Guided Tour. Navigate the functions of the management screen, manage borrowers, resources, and circulation. And it contains info on help and current notices. At the right side of page number 5, our subheading is for new teacher librarians. And we have a video. Watch this video to show how to do a basic loan from the circulation desk. Our next is a video on basic function returns. And this is available from the circulation desk. Returning, handling overdue items, and how to manage reserved items. Our next video is actually a playlist. And this playlist is intended for staff that are new to the library. It is a set of videos that can be worked through in order to give a staff a basic knowledge of the functions in Oliver to manage the school library. Click here to check out this playlist on Oliver Library. Moving on to page 6, where we have some more video resources. First is Circulation Desk, where you can watch this video on displaying and printing loan information at the circulation desk. And there is also another link to view the playlist to explore a range of other functions available from the circulation desk. Then we have Management into Circulation. So watch this video to explore how staff records are updated in Oliver from the department's management systems. And you can also check the playlist to explore how borrowers are managed in Oliver, as well as their records and loans. Next is a three-pronged Management, Circulation, and Overdues. Watch this video to explore how to view and generate currently formatted overdue notices. And again, view this playlist to explore how to manage overdue notices, access borrower information, and maintain equitable access to resources. And on to page number 7, where we are still in our video resources under management. This one, cataloging. So watch this video on smart cataloging. And like the others, click here to view the playlist on managing your catalog effectively. Still with management and library management. So click here to watch this video to explore how to create citations using Oliver. And again, view this playlist on a selection of videos for library management staff. And lastly, for our video resources for this section is videos for students and searching. So watch this video to see how book reviews are accessed and created. And again, view it on this playlist to ensure and explore how students can search Oliver. Moving on to page number 8, where we have the heading School Library Stories. First is Baulkham Hills North Public School. Baulkham Hills North Public School is a large metropolitan primary school in Sydney. The library program here is a great example of successful collaboration towards a shared vision. Principal Graham Holmes and teacher librarian Louise Mashaya have established a high-functioning school library, creating a culture around the library. Incorporating innovative uses of digital technologies, their library teaching and learning programs foster reading engagement, high literacy rates, authentic inquiry learning using the information fluency framework, alignment to United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, and centralized delivery of assessment tasks to all stages using LearnPath. And we have another school story from Kiama Public School. Kiama Public School on the south coast of New South Wales is home to 450 students. The library is the hub of the school and a resource valued by the whole school community. A collaborative environment and good communication between the teacher librarian and principal, Sam, executive and all staff keep the library a welcoming environment which meets the needs of the school community. The librarians and the library are respected school resources. The school joined the Lighthouse pilot for the introduction of Oliver, was involved in the development and implementation of the Information Fluency Framework, mentored other teacher librarians, and attended professional learning and conferences. We are mindful of the school budget and work on compromises to meet the best outcomes. And don't worry, that's not all. We have another school story for you, and this is on page number 9, and this is North Sydney Girls High School. First, we hear from Bill Cohen, and he is a teacher librarian. What's Bill got to say? How do we make library spaces welcoming and purposeful? How do we ensure Year 7 feels just as comfortable as Year 12? What can we do to give staff a place to mark, program, or just get some peace? Like everything else in a school, running a library is a team sport. And I'm lucky to have such a supportive team captain in Megan, our principal. Speaking of Megan, Megan Connors is the principal of North Sydney Girls High School. What has Megan got to say? Creating a learning experience that meets the needs of our diverse community is challenging, and our teacher librarian and team strive to achieve this every day. The library has an energy that is both quirky, Bill's geek flag flies high and proud, and welcoming. Having a teacher librarian that also teaches an elective course called The Art of Game Design models the creativity and innovation we hope to see throughout the school. Expanding the collection for better representation of all diverse groups and the excitement of new books entering the library is a source of joy to our students. Meanwhile, the Borrow to Save Me program for books that aren't paying the rent has had many a student or teacher rush to the library to borrow their old favorite. The library and the books we have read in our past become a place of safety and warmth and ensure that not only is the library a source of information, but a place also to collaborate, a vehicle of research and guidance, and a place of welcome and peace for whoever enters. And our last school story is of Aurora College, New South Wales Virtual Selective High School. Aurora College has the first fully digital library in Australia and combines knowledge, curiosity, and innovation to reach into schools across the state, supporting high potential and gifted students from rural and regional New South Wales. Principal Chris Robinson works hand in hand with the head teachers and the teacher librarian, Hayley Laurie, to create a diverse collection of resources and support engaging literacy programs, aligning with the evolving needs of students from years 5 to 12. Aurora College's dynamic library uses cutting-edge technology, which transcends traditional boundaries through innovative tools and platforms such as IC. Aurora College's library seamlessly hosts events like Book Week in virtual environments. This inclusivity allows students from rural New South Wales and beyond to participate, interact, and immerse themselves in literacy experiences, transcending geographical barriers and fostering a love for learning. And that takes us on to page 10, titled Authors Love Libraries. First author is Tina Matthews. Tina Matthews is the author of Out of the Egg and is now available in Maori, English, Samoan, Chinese, and Tongan. And here are some words from Tina. Some children are lucky enough to grow up in a house with books and with carers who have the time to read to them. But for others, the school library will be the first time they even open a book and encounter an adult or older student who will read to them and help them choose books to take home. It's beyond words where that first encounter might lead, because it's as vast as the imagination. And how funny that books are made of words, but what they give us is so much more. They give us a feeling of what it's like to be someone other than oneself. I love school libraries. Let's treasure them. Our next author is Deb Abella. Now, Deborah Abella is the author of The Book of Wondrous Possibilities, a story about books, libraries, and bookshops, and how they save us when we feel lost. Deb's latest book was a 2023 CBCA Notable, a 2023 Real Awards, and 23 Speech Pathology Book of the Year Award, and the 23 David Award. And what's Deb got to say? When I was 11, our school built a brand new library. It was a long building with green carpet stretching to a windowed wall overlooking a field and had a sunken well in the middle. We'd sit in that well, cuddled by cushions, and the librarian would read, stopping just at the point where we had to know more. That library was my safe space, offering worlds of possibilities. And everyone was welcome. It's where the new kids went, the nerdy kids, the kids who wanted a quiet but hefty dose of adventure. Those years of books bliss with my librarian made this kid very happy, but also the author I am today. And just a little note before we leave page 10, every school library can host author talks and develop student writing skills with our Everyone's an Author series. So click on this link and check out Everyone's an Author. That takes us on to our penultimate page, page number 11, titled Need Inspiration. Here you can access some short videos for inspiration and ideas to enrich your library programs and teaching practice. First up is collaborative teaching. We also have a video on the New South Wales Premier's Reading Challenge, one on cybersecurity, and Schools Catalogue Information Service, or SCIS. And this one is a playlist, so make sure you check those out. And on the right side of page number 11, we have some quick links. Do you want to find your tribe or get more resources? Click on one of these buttons for more. And what have we got in these buttons? First up is Smart Copying, a guide to schools copyright. Next is MyPL, introducing the Information Fluency Framework. And we have the Australian School Library Association, State Libraries of New South Wales. You can email the Library Coordinator for New South Wales Education. You could check out International Federation of Library Associations and Institutions. Or maybe School Library Association New South Wales. Teach and Learn Scholarship, specialist teaching areas. Or maybe you want to check out the Oliver Support Portal for New South Wales Education. Maybe the Australian Library and Information Association. Or explore the TL Professional Learning Networks. Lastly, join the Teacher Librarian Statewide Staff Room. And that takes us to page 12, our final page titled Your Go-To Resource Guide. Our first guide, and stick with me, is KBANSL. Now, this stands for the Knowledge Bank of Australian and New Zealand School Libraries. And this has been designed to build knowledge about and research capacity in the Australian and New Zealand teacher librarianship. This database aims to support practice and advocacy nationally and internationally by providing an in-depth and historical oversight of Australian and New Zealand literature associated with teacher librarianship in one accessible location. Next is the School Magazine. Where is the one place that students, teachers, authors, and illustrators all share their love of reading? The School Magazine is soon to celebrate 108 years of providing high-quality literature in Australian children. A subscription includes access to a diverse and engaging range of stories, articles, plays, poetry, and persuasive texts suitable for ages 7 to 12. Free learning resources aligned to both the New South Wales and Australian syllabuses and designed to lighten your teaching load. And scope and sequences, textual concept videos, close reading lessons, assessment rubrics, and much more. Next up is SCAN. Now, this is the department's free open access journal for educators. Published quarterly since 1982, the journal maintains a dedicated strand for teacher librarians. Stay informed about the information fluency framework, curriculum support, children's literature, emerging technologies, new departmental strategies and initiatives, and best practice in teaching, plus everything in between. Issues contain a mix of practical and inspiring articles, including peer-reviewed research, to support your practice. Click here where you can read past issues from 2023 and beyond and subscribe. It's free to receive future issues delivered straight to your inbox. And we have Library 101. This guide is an overview of the library for staff who have not worked in a school library. Resources held in a library are borrowed by library users who are usually either staff or students. In schools, resources can be physical and digital items, such as books, CDs, games, computer equipment, or musical equipment, ebooks, websites, or PDF documents. Some resources are restricted for lending to staff only, or may be limited to certain groups of students. And lastly, at the bottom of page 12 is SCIS, the School's Catalogue Information Service. This provides a catalogued records, keeps you informed about trends in school libraries, guides, collection development, and so much more. See SCIS data, log in with your school details to access these resources. All New South Wales public schools have a subscription. And that is it. Congratulations, that is the end of our special library edition of magazine.t4l. I hope all you new librarians, and maybe some of you experienced ones, have taken away some new and amazing things. There are some great resources, so make sure to check them out. My name's Jacob Druce. Until next time, ciao for now.